Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Showers. 54 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC.
おいでませ。このノードは、ワイヤーズ、山口ラグチュールームとリンクしています。3分を超える送信は通定されないんだ。タッチオンリーも歓迎するけど、ブレークインしてくれたら嬉しいな。
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 57 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Rain, 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 55 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
NHQNZ, monitoring 724.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny, 57 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KACPA, listening.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny, 72 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KCAYVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KCAYVF, KCAPOA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. How was your day going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Going pretty good. Hey, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'll be back in just a second. KCAVOA.
KDC8YVF monitoring.
KDC8YVF, KCAVOA.
All right, you're back. Yeah, I'm, just have it home on Weiss here, and get dinner ready and that, and then Tomorrow I got an appointment with the recycling for I got a bunch of computers and monitors, the ones that came out of 911, plus the bunch of ones I found in my basement. Get those out of there, and some of those monitors and things are all going over to electronics recycling. So I got to go home tonight and pack the van.
Oh, yeah? Hopefully the weather holds up for you here while you get that done.
Yeah, I hope so, too. If not, I'll have to do it early in the morning. We'll see how it is, but I know there's more showers coming later tonight. Watching them come up out of Indiana. Looked about an hour ago. They were down there headed northeast, so we'll get another round here.
Yeah, I loaded Supercell WX on my computer today.
Okay, what is that?
The cylinder in the Geometry that you are using.
Okay. All right, I haven't used that before.
KM4 ACK did something on it a few days ago, where he did it installed in Linux, but I put it on Windows.
What's it called again?
Supercell WX.
Okay, well, I'll have to check it out and see what that is. So I take it as far as that, it's a weather program.
Yes, you can have multiple products up at the same time. And you get your information directly from the weather service.
Okay, I'll check that. I've been using the GR Level 3 software that I have. As a matter of fact, I forgot to put it on the computer down at 911, so I got in the serial cables. I got two USB to TD9s, one male, one female. I got to get down there maybe next Saturday or Sunday and see if it'll work with the new computer with the Neno TNC and the Tantronics as an extension from that DB9 to 25. So we'll see if that works. Both of them are FTDI chipsets, so I'm hoping they will work. But do that, and then I got to get the GR Level 3 software. I want it on that computer, so if we're down there, we've got a better radar program that pulls, again, from the National Weather Service, the better radars and what you get offline, you know, from websites.
Yeah, very good, very good. The Neno TNC should all be USB. You should not need USB to serial.
Yeah, not on the Neno. On the two radios there, one's the Tantronics, that's the packet, and the other is coming directly off the back of the radio, the Olenco 2-meter for the APRS. So I got to run that cable down to the computer and see if it works. So hopefully I got a cables long enough.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope there's enough there to make it work. Not a lot of selection out there anymore.
No, there's not. Yeah, I ordered these off on Amazon, and the one I know is shielded because it has a clear coating on it, and it's well shielded. And hopefully the other one is. It supposedly is, but again, under a black coating, you don't know what type of shielding that they're using. Could be just tinfoil type of stuff on it rather than the braided, you know, shield. So we'll find out in that regard. But just been putzing around the house. Tomorrow, like I said, I got to take all the recycling over, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to, hopefully the band conditions are okay. I want to try and make a few contacts for the QSO party.
So that would be fun. That'd be fun. Hopefully the conditions are good.
Yeah, I think about last year I got like 4 or 5 contacts. I just spun the dial, talked to a few people and walked away, and that was about it. I'm going to try and actually call CQ this year. I'm not much on it. I just have a hard time hearing call signs quickly. The brain just doesn't read it. They'll give the call sign, and I got to sit and think about what they just said. It doesn't register real well. Some of these guys, you can give them a call, they can do 10 calls in 2 seconds and get them all right, and that's not me. So this is will be a little low-key. I can ask them to repeat it. So I'm going to try and do that tomorrow and make a few contacts. And actually, if I get enough, send in a log. It won't be anything, but get a few at least. I'd like to get 20 or 30 if it's possible tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm not sitting there for 12 hours either.
Yep, yep. If it's busy and that, it's fun. If there's not a lot of activity and the conditions are poor, it's not fun.
Yeah, exactly. It like pulling teeth sometimes. Yeah, if you're the DX competition there, I got, I don't know how many I broke. I got 100 contacts, I think, which is the most that I ever got. And, but yeah, there was a lot of contacts. You could go spend the dial, just go from one person to the next and be able to get them. So that was fun when you do that. But when you sit there for a half hour and don't get anybody, or who you do get, you can't, they can't hear you, you can't hear them, and you're trying to pull them out of the noise, and yeah, that doesn't get to be fun there. And of course, I'm not going to get a lot of contacts because I don't do CW, so that's where Dave gets them, is he gets 2 points for CW, 1 point for voice, and he works them twice, and you know, the different bands, so he gets a lot more points. Same thing with ERL. Can work the CW too, so I lose out on that portion.
Yep, which just kind of tells us we need to possibly move to CW and try to pick up the code.
Yep, that has been a objective of mine as well. It's just right now too many things going on in my life. I'm just trying to get this exercise, people for that, and for the MS walk, and then for the Skywarn, or just whatever people get for that to get the Skywarn. But the MS walk, I only have like 5 people right now. I'm going to have to send out the second letter here to email to kind of prop people. I've got 3 people from Saginaw, and I got more than that, I think. I got like 3 people from Saginaw, and the rest are from Midland County. And I got one guy that sent me an email and asked, you know, about it, inquired about what I would need and that, and I said, you know, just a 2-meter handy-talk UBN simplex, and, you know, you're just going to be standing out on a corner watching walkers go by. And he sent back an email. He says, well, can I use a mobile? Well, not really. There's really no place. There's no place to park your car down there most of the time. You got to put it in a lot someplace and walk to your corner. There are a couple places, but not many. And if you want to use a mobile, yeah, you're going to have a battery. You're going to have a mobile. You're going to have to set up some sort of antenna. And depending on where I put you, there's not a lot of room on the sidewalks with people walking, being Frankenmuth in a tourist town. So I sent him that, and he never responded back. So I don't know.
Yeah, if you had a jump kit, could be the way to another way of going about it, with a mobile and a battery and a portable antenna to pop up. But yeah, pretty difficult.
Yeah, that's what I stated. I just said, you know, it'd be difficult to do. I said an HD works the best. I didn't, you know, exclude it, but I didn't flat out say, oh, that ain't going to work, but that it wouldn't be the most optimal type. And with Simplex, you know, you don't need the mobile station, but that's maybe all he has. So actually, I'm going to write back tonight since I haven't heard from you and say, oh, by the way, you know, by chance, if you don't have an HT, I will have extras there. I always bring two or three extra radios just because somebody doesn't know how to program their Simplex or their battery died or whatever before they got there. So I always carry two or three extra radios charged up, ready to go on frequency, so I can just give them to them to use.
Yep. Well, I'm out of town, so I'm not going to be able to do that. So, yeah, it's a fun event. So hopefully people understand that, too.
Yeah, the ones that have participated always said they had a lot of fun doing it and that, so they enjoyed it. So I'll have to send out my email. I mean, Mike hasn't responded. And a few other people that are normally there haven't responded that normally participate. So, you know, they missed the email. And I don't like to send it out too far in advance because they forget it. But Monday I'll send out another reminder and say, here's the people who I've got so far. If you would like to do this, please let me know soon so I can start assigning people to the course. So with Midland not having one, I was hoping to get more from them, which I have. I've got quite a few. And I also got an email from a guy in Bay City that wants to help with the drill, but he's never done an exercise, only has an HT, so he's going to be more of an observer than I can't put him someplace since he has no experience. So probably have him out at the county trailer where I'll be and let him observe to what goes on in one of the exercises. So. All right, I'll let you go, Rick. If I don't talk to you, have a great Easter and a good rest of the weekend, and hopefully we don't get any storms too bad. I don't know if DW went up north or not. He was said if the weather was nice, he was going to go up camping this weekend and work whatever county for the CUSO party, but haven't heard from him. So if something comes up, I'll probably be in that control. So talk to you later. KC8YBF.
Okay, Ron, yeah, I haven't heard from Dave either, but the storms I noticed going across from Milwaukee, Wisconsin are going to north of us, maybe in the Midland area and further north, so they could shift south, but the current direction they're headed was more or less the Midland, the West Branch, up through that way, so... hopefully he's clear and has a good time up there. KC8YVA.
KC8YVF clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Kilo Charlie India. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. You on the air there, Jeff. Stand by. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Kilo Charlie India. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. You on air? Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 72 degrees. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather, special weather statement. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 70 degrees. Special weather statement. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. DAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 68 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.